Welcome to Daddy versus Doctor. Here are your hosts, pediatrician Dr. Scott Cohen and comedian Sebastian Maniscalco.
All right, Daddy. Welcome to Daddy versus Doctor.
You just call me Daddy? The next podcast title, did you call me Daddy?
I think isn't there one podcast out there?
Caller Daddy.
Caller Daddy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I think that's probably a totally different subject.
I want to get into. I didn't even see this until just now. Do you have a Aura sleep ring on?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so haven't seen this. Is this something new?
It is about a week in, and my stats this morning won't be good because it was in the shower all night.
Oh, okay. So give me, like, what have you been doing sleep wise?
So it tells me, you know, each morning it tells me if I've had good sleep. And I could tell it I haven't had good sleep, so that's not anything new. And then it breaks down REM sleep and deep sleep, and it tells you what percentage of your sleep should be that. And it just seems like I'm failing in all
categories.
What's your score?
70s, 80s?
So it said, actually, the last couple of nights, my sleep score was about 80, which it says is good. But my deep sleep, I'm not in enough deep sleep. I think it's supposed to be about 15 to 20% of your total sleep, and mine was like 7%. My REM sleep was good. But do you do that? I mean, throughout the night, I'm like, I wake up and I roll over and then I switch sides. So I imagine that interrupts it. So I learned this is why the ring isn't going to work for me. I've already learned within 4 days how to hack the ring. I know consciously throughout the night when I wake up, I keep my left hand perfectly still. So I wonder if it thinks I'm sleeping, even though I'm moving.
What I don't know, the technology is how it senses you're sleeping or you're awake. Do you have any crowns? You get any crowns?
What are crowns?
You'll see a crown on the top of your score.
Do you have one of these?
Yeah.
Oh, where is it?
I don't wear it now. I'm not sleeping.
Oh.
But
there's resting heart rate. It does some other things.
I normally have it on. I'm charging it right now.
Okay. Do you like it? So two doctors in my office have the Aura ring, and they're like, you should get it for your birthday. I actually thought they were going to then pitch in and buy me the Aura ring. So I waited 24 hours, but that never happened. So I bought it for myself. And it's a cool gadget. I wonder if I could use, I want to reach out to Aura. I wonder if I could use it in my pediatric practice. So I buy 10 Aura rings, one for every doctor. And we use their analysis to decide on workload the next day, things like that. But I want everybody to work hard regardless of their sleep. So.
Do you think this would work on kids? And what would their sleep be if you put this ring on, say, my son, 4 years old, Serafina, your kids, teenagers? And it brings me to the question of now that my kids are 6.5, 4.5, going on 7 and 5, when do we see the sleep? Because now they go to bed around 8. Mm-hmm. They get up around 6:45, 7. Mm-hmm. Where is it, when is it, where I got to go in the room and go, we got school. Like.
Yeah, that hasn't happened yet?
No, they're
up.
They're up.
They're up.
So is there and by the way, and this has been an ongoing thing, Serafina's still sucking her thumb, still diaper. Right. Oh. And what do you mean? I know. I feel like you
poor parenting. Yeah.
I feel like you. When I say that, you go, "Wow, really?" Like in your head, you're going, "Geez,
I mean, failure." the nighttime wedding again. I would do nothing about if we start having sleepovers. We go to camp. We can start things. Have you tried any other little things? They're not going to work. But have you tried like the bell, the alarm pad?
Have you tried
waking her up in the middle of the night?
No, you told me not to.
Yeah, because you'd last 3 nights doing it. You wouldn't even last 3 nights doing it.
We've tried to reduce the intake of water.
Right, it doesn't do anything.
We've tried to put a night light.
Right.
We put the lights up because she was scared to go in there. So
it's just a brain-bladder connection. Okay, it's going to happen. Okay. The thumb sucking, right. Kids at her age, once they thumb suck, It's almost impossible to break. I hate to say it. There's like... not a great one way until she'll get, Aaron's going to make her a type of retainer, and that's going to avoid her putting her thumb up into her palate and feeling good about it. And then she'll stop doing it.
All right.
Or she'll get a boyfriend.
Boyfriend.
Or girlfriend and decide that it's not cool.
Well, I want to talk about friends too with kids. I don't know if you've dealt with this. We're having a problem, not problem, but there's a Caruso friend, Serafina friend, that let's just say, could be rubbing off on my kid.
Got it.
All right. So, and this is to all you parents out there that think, oh, I'm just going to have a kid and then you're just going to be on your phone all day playing Scrabble or whatever. Get involved because you're making my job harder.
Tell them what you do in your head to these people.
Funeral.
Funeral in their
head. They pass away. And they're in a coffin. So. Have your kids kind of grown out of relationships that they once had when they were like 7, 8, or do you notice that those friends that they made early on tend to be friends throughout life, or are they bouncing around?
No, bouncing around. I think there are very few that you keep early on and you keep throughout life. I think with every group of friends, there's maybe one, maybe two that move on to the next group. Like if you look back at your life, right? How many kids from high school do you still hang out with? And then how many kids from college? And how many from work? And how many people do you meet now that you want to stay friends with, right? Doesn't that pool get smaller and smaller? I feel like I can think of like one person from each of those eras that stay together. And then I think what's cool is I notice when we get all these people together, everybody gets along really well. Because everybody's very similar, because that's who you've kept, right? You've kept that box. So everybody gets along with everybody else as if they knew them a long time. At least that's how I feel in the friend group. And I see that with my girls. That's why it's hard. As much as a parent, and I'm like you, I want to get involved and be like, oh, that person, like that, just cut it off right now.
Yeah.
But what you realize is you sort of have to let them figure it out to a sense as long as it's safe. And then they make good decisions later on. I remember my mom, I had a girlfriend in college for a long time. And after we broke up, my mom said to me, I knew you guys weren't going to make it. And I said, oh, well, why didn't you say something? And she said, well, if I had said that, you probably would have hung on to it longer. You know, you have to figure those things out for yourself. So that was an interesting comment.
I can't keep my mouth shut. I keep I keep telling the kids that they're no good. So
you literally are like Seraphina, that kid, like.
I go, do you have any problems today or any issues? And she would say anything, and then I have to come back with, you know, it's, you know, some lighthearted.
Yeah.
You know, I don't. Well, there's been a couple of times where I said, tell this person to take a walk. I do want to. Tell you something that I did that I fucked up as a parent. I really
just one thing.
Well, there's been this is kind of lapse of judgment here. Seraphina and I, prior to her going to sleep, we took them to go see the Michael Jackson Experience over at the Pantages. It's a musical. Now they like Michael Jackson. Play Michael Jackson. Put a Michael Jackson out. We love his music. Mm-hmm. They like when Michael Jackson. I don't know if you remember this Pepsi commercial, haircut on fire. They love watching that.
That was our childhood. I mean, so now I'm thinking bedwetting, fire starting. What's the triad for serial killer? And hurting pets. Then we need to talk about your children, by the way. Anyways, the triad. The
so, Seraphina and I were just laying in bed watching TV, and she's like, put Michael Jackson on. And she's like, Daddy. You know, he burned his hair off, you know, but then he looked like he had hair. I said, yeah, he probably had a wig on. I said, you know, Daddy wore a wig in a movie once. She's like, oh, you did? Can I see? I said, yeah, let me put it on. Now, there's two movies I did where I wore a wig.
Okay.
I picked The Irishman. I didn't even think about the other one I was in.
Okay.
So...
Oh, my God. And like a full-on murder scene?
I'm showing her the scene at the Copacabana. And shortly after that, I go, Daddy gets shot here.
Yeah.
And I said, she's like, what? I said, yeah, Daddy gets shot. But it's pretend, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So De Niro comes in. He starts shooting. And I'm like, oh, and in my head, I'm like, oh, wow, this is a little aggressive. And then I go, look, Daddy's going to go through a window. And then I go through the window, and then he puts two or three of my back, and she's bawling. Yeah. I mean, like, uncontrollably bawling. And I'm like, it's okay. It's pretend. I'm fine. Yeah. I'm fine. It's just, it's funny. Like, you think they're old enough
right.
to grasp these concepts, yeah. but she was stunned.
Did you dom her as an encore? What happened?
And then I'm with, this is afterwards, I'm with Caruso in his bedroom. Serafina is with mommy. And what my wife does is she journals with the kids, like, mm-hmm. how was your day? What have you? And then Serafina goes to my wife, I'm sad. And she's like, why? She's like, well, daddy got shot in a movie. And she's like, what? So she comes in, she goes, really? I go, what? She goes, The Irishman?
I go, yeah. That's why they have ratings. But at least your kids care about you. I think my girls will watch that and be like, nah, whatever.
A couple more
we're good without him. He's fine.
I know that she doesn't like the sound of a gun.
Mm-hmm.
Totally screwed up.
So no wonder she's not sleeping well and she's wetting her bed. And I like that you solve your own problems.
At least I admit, though. I told Lana, I go, yeah, lapse in judgment. I really screwed that up. Here's the scene that I showed my daughter at six.
And by the way, the caption is killing Crazy Joe.
Yeah, killing Crazy Joe. I just wanted to show her the wig. That is a full wig I got on, right? Sideburns and all.
Wait, why do you... You could do that with your hair.
No, not this. You might think I could, but believe me, I needed a wig. So I'm talking to this, like, ah, look at that. He got the sideburns on. She's like, oh. I said, you know, and this is where I think I brought it up. I go, you know, daddy gets shot in this movie.
Yeah.
And she goes, what?
I go, yeah. Like, showing the wig could have ended literally right there. Like, look at daddy's wig. Well, no. We're going to dinner. It's just.
So I'm like, yeah, see, let's see. Here it is, Serafina. He's going to do it right now. Watch. I go, look at him. Do you see the blood? And then I go, look at daddy's going to go through a window. And then two in the back.
Wow. Yeah,
two in the back.
With the splash.
And then that was the end of that. So I, selfishly.
You'll pay for therapy. It's fine.
Selfishly, I want to, like, show the kids, you know, like, yeah, they're seeing animation stuff. She's like, Daddy, I just want to watch you in, like, the Super Mario's. And then I said, yeah, no, we'll keep it like that. Because you're like, oh, I can't wait till I watch Rocky with my kid, right? I can't wait till I watch, like, you know, Predator.
And my girls love horror films. They watch the craziest stuff.
Yeah, but, like, when did that start? Them.
No, I was, like, early teens, 12, okay. 10, 11.
Well, yeah, just
four and a half.
So we had that. We had that as a slip in parenting. But I do have to tell you, I'm really Sarah, and I don't know if this is the environment we're growing up in. I never wanted extra help in school. Mm-hmm. I never said I'm struggling. I need a tutor or this and that. I picked her up from the theater yesterday. She's like, Daddy, I want two private lessons. I am second lead in this play and I need to kill it. And I need to make sure this is perfect. Now, I don't know if this is just, you know, she gets private lessons for reading. Mm-hmm. She had private lessons for gymnastics, you know, just because she enjoys it. And we're like, all right, yeah. You know, might as well like enjoy it. I never enjoyed anything. My father.
Never enjoyed anything.
I never enjoyed anything that much where I go, I need more help. My father said, I'm getting you a soccer coach mm-hmm. on the side. It's a German guy. His name's Frank Speth. Frank, if you're out there, thank you. He helped me in high school during the summer with my soccer skills.
Right.
I didn't want the coach. My dad said, now, failing in math, right?
Yeah.
No help.
No help.
Soccer coach? Right. Get him in here.
And you just thank the guy that took your soccer career and made you into a comedian.
Yeah. So, it
makes sense.
And it didn't like really bump me to a level where I got a scholarship.
Messy.
Yeah. But anyway.
I think that takes a pretty high level of, you know, understanding yourself to say that you want to do better. That's a really good drive if that's the case, right? See that there's room for improvement and want to achieve. I think the hardest thing for anybody, kids or adults, is asking for help.
Yeah. And she's asking for it and I am paying
for it. Why don't you give her acting lessons? I mean, look, let's go. I'll pretend shoot you in the back twice and you pretend to die.
Not old enough yet to teach what I know. What I know. This is another thing, and I want your opinion on this. There seems to be a lot of eating in the car.
Yeah.
From place to place. Like last night, she had her dinner in the car. It was 7 o'clock, so she ate in the car. What's your take on dining?
Yeah. There's in the car. I agree. I mean, if you have so many activities that you don't have time and you're eating that meal to do the next activity. But what I don't understand, remember when we used to have 3 meals a day? We used to have breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And in between, you were doing things. You didn't have time to eat or do other things. Why is it we will have breakfast? We will go in the car 20 minutes later and pack up food to eat that 20 minutes later in the car. We just eat. I think it happens less as they get older, but I never understood that. We constantly, airplane, everything, it was like a separate bag was ready. You had to carry a separate carry-on just for food items in case you didn't have access to food. There's food everywhere. Why do we have to have access in the car immediately?
We did that for a while, and that stopped immediately, where I'm like, we're having two almost breakfast, but the breakfast that we're
as
having
as soon as you got in the car, right? Yeah. Another snack. And what about travel? You had another bag with lunch boxes, with cold food and snack foods and everything.
You know what it is? It's the snack food that seems to be what they want. And then for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, what I've been trying to do is I love cooking meat. Love it. So I make extra meat when I cook, and I'm giving them steak.
All right. What, just the snacks?
For lunch.
Oh, wow. They go with cutlery to school?
I asked them, I go, do they have forks? And
yeah. Plastic? You can't get through your meat with plastic.
My daughter goes, no, Daddy, I like silver. Silverware. Fucking fine dining?
Linens? Is she coming home with linens?
So I got steak. We should get this product on the show. It's an amazing lunchbox that keeps stuff warm. That's my biggest issue. If you cook them a chicken, a salmon, or what have you, by the time they get 3-4 hours later, it's cold. And my kids don't eat sandwiches. I grew up on sandwiches.
Peanut butter and jelly. My kids have never had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Can't do peanut at the school because of the peanut people,
But turkey sandwiches. Lettuce and tomato mayo, my mom used to make peanut butter and jelly. Yeah. My kids, I don't know that they've ever eaten any of those things. I know.
They don't like the tomato on the sandwich. And I don't know if this is the way we're raising them or this is what they're picking up. But they're so specific on what they want.
Yeah.
And I'm like, is this like hereditary? Because Lana's like this, like very specific. I was like, whatever. Like if the chips touch the sandwich, it's okay, you know?
But it's also exposure. I mean, if you expose them to a lot of things early on, then they're more likely to eat a lot of things. Like you said, they gravitate to what they're around and what's easy, which is usually the snack food, which is horrible. And then you know what happens at school. They eat lunch. As soon as they're allowed, the first kid's allowed to stand up and play, lunch is like, everybody's like, and we're done. So like, if you watch their lunches, it's like 3 seconds and then they're done.
Well, I'm monitoring the lunch when it comes home. Like, what did you eat? What didn't you eat? We're trying to like hone this in. And then I'm like, for breakfast, I grew up on Eggos, Eggo waffles.
I know.
What I used to do is it's beautiful how I did it. I used to toast it, get really hot, put butter in the microwave, drench that puppy with butter, and then slather it on with some maple syrup. But now I'm cooking my Eggo. Is this even good, this shit that we're giving them?
We need more protein.
Because at school, every Friday, it's either Jersey Mike's.
Pizza.
Pizza. Or In-N-Out.
In-N-Out?
And I'm like.
Really? Well, they have a food truck?
Every Friday. I don't know how this happens. It's just, the food just comes.
It's in your...
It's in the, believe me, it's in the tuition.
It's in the tuition. In-N-Out truck is in the tuition. You guys may own In-N-Out. You don't even know it. No, but that's because when we talk about kids, and especially your kids' age, you know, protein is so important because their diets are so carb-loaded. Like you said, what's breakfast? Usually a waffle, a pancake, a cereal, a toast, all carbs. And then all the snacks are carbs. Lunch is usually carb. Dinner's pasta. That's what they gravitate to. So what happens is carbohydrates make your sugar fluctuate. And that is the number one cause of kids having headaches. That's the number one cause of kids having behavior changes, temper tantrums. Because what happens is they bottom out at school, or when? Usually when you pick them up from school. And then it's a 50-50 shot. It's a shit show if something doesn't go their way. And you know, their concentration is good for work. So high protein snack first thing in the morning. So adding something in like an egg, bacon, yogurt, cheese, and then afternoon snack when they come home, usually they want in the car a high protein snack as well. You know, peanut butter, crackers, nuts, deli meat, I don't know, hard boiled egg, something, because that keeps your sugar flat, euglycemic, and then that affects those fluctuations. Behavior's better, thinking's better, mood is better, everything's better.
Yeah.
But we don't do it.
Yeah. It's been a struggle for us to find what the hell to make for them for especially lunch. The lunch is, because the dinner they come home, we kind of.
You guys eat as a family. Yeah,
well, not necessarily. It's another thing. I used to eat with my parents.
Yeah.
Now kids are eating at 5. I'm not even hungry at 5. Yeah. So when I eat at 7:30, 8 o'clock, we have a separate dinner. I go, you know, I remember the dinner table being the most enjoyable time at right. my house. But now that my kids are eating, we're sitting there. And
it's harder when they get older, because when they start having more activities, sometimes they're not home till 7, 7:30.
Yeah. So I don't know. So I found sometimes that, and I want to get your take on this, did you give your kids, or was this Aaron's responsibility, baths, showers, were you participating in that?
When they were babies, I was there.
Like,
but
when's a good time kid to wash themselves?
Your kids can wash themselves.
I know they can.
Yeah.
But we're having a hard time.
I mean, Aaron reminded them. Aaron wasn't in there with them. And now, like, when they're older, now, I mean, they need to.
They need to, why?
No, they got to shower every night. But they're, you know, especially having teenage girls, they're very into their products and cleanliness. So it's like, we don't have to tell them. Sometimes there's too much, too long. It's like, all right, we're done. Let's go.
Give me an age. Clean.
Yeah.
Where your kid could fill the bathtub.
No, fill the bathtub. Yeah. I'm trying to think. I feel like, because I feel like baths were done early on. And then it was like showers.
Well, give me an age.
You're right. 6, 7, 8.
Okay, so Caruso's 4.5.
Yeah.
She's 6.5. They're still taking baths.
Right. Caruso's not going to shower by himself.
No.
Right. He needs help.
But.
Right.
But I, you know, when I'm in there, I said, okay, here's the sponge, wash yourself. And I look at the way they wash, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know.
No, it's like, it's like cursory. Not, exactly. It's like teeth brushing. It's like, yep. I can taste toothpaste. It's done.
Yeah, the toothbrushing is another thing that's like, is this even worth it? Like, what are we doing?
You get another set. What's the big deal? Yeah.
So I just want to get them off this, like, we have to go in there and bathe them. But then sometimes I just, like, I'm brushing the hair, right? I'm brushing
only
up the
one
hair.
Right. Take advantage of it. It goes quick.
The hair brushing, though? Yeah. And this goes out to the women out there. I feel your pain. Like my wife's like, I need to get a blowout. I go, why can't you just blow out your own hair? I'm blowing Serafina's hair. I go, this shit's going to take at least 45 minutes to get dry. I mean, the amount of hair and how wet it is, it doesn't even get, you know, like it's wet 12 minutes into the blow. I'm like, what the fuck? Juana had gone to Hawaii for 5 nights with her friends, and I was doing the hair. Uh-huh. Now,
you did it better? You feel like you had it down?
I didn't have it down, but have you ever tried a high bun on your daughters? Like doing a little bun knot?
I have not. I'm good. I was good at ponytails. Really good at ponytails. That's ponytails pretty much
is kind of, I don't, yeah. I don't want to say it's basic.
No, it's basic. But watching guys struggle putting on the hairband with ponytails is pretty funny. That's, you can do that pretty quickly. Braids? Do you braid?
I don't braid.
You should braid.
You should see, though. I mean,
like a nice holla.
I got to hand it to my wife. Holla braid.
Holla braid.
I got to hand it to my wife. And this is something that you have to see. And I don't know if you could comment on it because, you know, you got to walk the line and you're running a business and whatnot.
And that type of thing.
How many kids do you see a day mm-hmm. that come into your office that look like complete shit?
Dirty. Yeah.
Like.
there are kids that look dirty. They do.
No, the hair.
Hair's matted. Clothes yeah. are dirty. And
what the?
If it happens every once in a while, but there are sometimes kids who are just, yeah, they're more dirty than other kids.
It's a pandemic, bro. Every kid I see at the school looks like they just came out of the laundry.
Hose them down. I would like to know, and we'll add this in, I would like to know from our viewers what big mistakes, like you showed yourself being murdered in a movie.
Mm-hmm.
So what other parents did that they were like, oh, that was a big mistake.
That's a great idea. Let's have everybody out there. What is your failure as a parent?
Yeah.
Could be what? Give me an example. Like, what's yours? Like we talked about on the show that I think it was Aubrey that got out of her crib and you said, yeah. do it again. Yeah,
she fell out of the crib. That was my big dad failure.
Yeah, is there another
it's hard,
one?
It's so hard to think of my own failures. If you asked Aaron, we call her, I should rip them off right now. 50,000 of them.
I feel like you can't reflect on yourself and go, yeah, fucked up.
No, I do it a lot. I realize right after.
We're like, is there something that happened maybe in the last 6 months with your kids where you go, yeah, probably shouldn't have done that? Or
see, now, but with teenagers now, it's more like just trying to not involve myself so much. Like, don't comment right when I think about it. Like, take a beat. Aaron tells me that a lot too. And she's right. You know, you want to comment on everything, like, you know, grades and did you get your schoolwork? Like, my OCD goes into like them. So like, I'm thinking about it, so I have to say it. Where it's like, it's going to get done. I don't need to like perseverate on it with and make it worse. It doesn't, me telling them 15 times doesn't make it better a lot of times. I think that's my biggest thing.
So you're reacting too fast.
Yeah, gotta exactly.
Maybe you'll filter your thoughts, maybe do some editing. All right. I mean, we know mine. What's yours, guys? Leave it in the comments. Maybe send some emails. Maybe do a video. I don't know what the hell we're doing here, but
yeah, I'd like videos.
For those of you out there that want to share, please share.
What were you going to show a video on?
A video.
What were you going to show?
It was my uh-huh. photo
of the high bun.
Of the high bun.
How many different hairstyles have you mastered?
That's it. I didn't even master that. It was something I was like, I felt kind of proud of. Yeah. But I mean, Lana's doing intricate weaving and braids and this and that before school. I'm like, Jesus Christ. Like, let's get in the car. I mean, yeah. You should see what's on the top of her head. Crisscross this. And it looks beautiful. I told Lana the other day, I got to commend you. I mean, our kids really look tight, you know, when they go to school. And it's something that we're resting our hat on. So, guys, that's your chore.
Parenting failures.
Parenting failures.
We have plenty of them.
We have plenty. We'd like to know what yours are. Daddy versus Doctor right here. Best logo in the business. No one's seeing it.
The opinions expressed in this program are not intended as professional medical advice, as a diagnosis, as a treatment protocol, or as a substitute for professional medical advice from your physician. Please consider your own medical history and consult with your own physician for your specific healthcare and/or medical needs and about your concerns for yourself and your family.